Welcome to a glitch in the system. Conspiracy Cast with your hosts, Josh and Chris.
Welcome to the pilot episode of the ConspiraCast. My name is Chris.
And my name is Josh. So this ConspiraCast is called a Glitch in the System Conspiracy Cast. And on it, we're going to talk about current conspiracy theories and how we interpret them, our thoughts on them. Not just more regurgitation, I guess you would say.
Yeah, essentially the giving you guys an insight on how we perceive what the information is given to us. So, like, all the information you can go out and look at for our conspiracy theories, this is just how we perceive the information and what we think on it.
We're taking the puzzle pieces that they give us and trying to put them together into a more laid term for you guys.
Yeah. I liked how I described it earlier. It's just a giant Mad Lib.
It is. Yeah. It is just a giant Mad Lib. We're trying to place different things in order to when they make sense.
Yeah. And sometimes, 9 times out of 10, it just doesn't make fucking sense at all.
Exactly. So tonight, for our pilot, me and Chris have decided to dedicate it to the two most thought of by us conspiracy theories. So basically, when we days off and we get into conspiracy land, these are the two conspiracy theories that we think about the most.
Yeah. So starting off, mine would be a lot here lately. I've been thinking a lot about MK Ultra.
Yeah.
And just watching a lot of stuff on that. That's rather interesting. And also, when I daydream at work, just sitting there, I start going into the pondering of, is what we perceive as dreaming when we are asleep our reality, and what we perceive as reality actually our dreams?
I mean,
if you look at it in a certain light, it does tie into the MK Ultra.
Yes.
And with the dosing of the LSD and all that, different perceptions.
I read that they're going to try to do clinical testing with DMT. And since they say they mapped the human genome, they want to map the mind outside of its realistic borders.
Right.
So they want to use DMT to get these people into a state of being that is not a reality, but it's in their mind, to maybe bring more light to interdimensional vibrational patterns and being states of being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that actually tied into what you were talking about with the Arctic wall or the ice wall.
The ice wall?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously, experiencing G-force like that, like you said earlier, you're essentially going to die from it.
Yes.
Experiencing the G-force. But obviously, knowing where the G-force is, or like how to calculate it and everything, knowing we can get to there.
Yes.
What you were talking about, the doing the clinical experimentation and the studies with the DMT.
Yes.
That essentially might be the next step into where we need to be able to figure out where we need to go to with the math and the science behind being able to actually cross over that wall.
Yeah.
Safely. Essentially just MK Ultra all over again, but for an unethical reason.
I gotcha. Yeah. So as we were talking, my top favorite, Chris's, is with the MK Ultra experiments, and he brought up the ice wall. That's been lately what I thought about the most, is that behind the ice wall of the Arctic Circle, a place that we're not supposed to go, not supposed to be, and you can't get there, supposedly. But there's people all throughout history. Since we've been able to fly planes, there's been pilots of all different jobs, I guess you would say, professions. Air Force pilots and commercial pilots, private planes, people with their pilot's license. Mm-hmm. When they fly over the Arctic Circle, they encounter lush green forests that would rival the Redwood Barrens of California. And they are also met with a type of craft, an aircraft, that can follow them closely, can do anything that the plane can do plus some. And these mm-hmm. crafts are supposedly the UAPs that we see. And they're not piloted by beings. When Chris was speaking of the G-force of traveling at speeds like that and then just making a 90-degree right turn and continuing on with speed, even if you were strapped in, that's probably going to snap your body like a twig. That's a lot of G-force to take. So my theory is that the beings that are piloting these UAPs that we see are the beings of the place over the ice wall. I guess, would you call it center of the Earth or an entrance to the center of the Earth? Because it's technically at the center of the Earth. It's just a point on our Earth. Mm-hmm. I guess that's if you believe in round or flat Earth. It's hard to really say, because in the sense that that might be a point to go through our planetary being, no matter what the shape or what it was composed of, what it's composed of, mm-hmm. that's the place to go.
Yeah.
And these beings have not mastered interstellar travel either, because they can't handle the G-force. So they've created drones, highly sophisticated drone spaceships that can go out, and possibly even robots. You know, you never even know, because we've seen the robots that we have now that we're capable of. Could you imagine what a more evolved society, and even maybe not one of the human persuasion, but more humanoid persuasion, may be capable of? I feel that if they're that intelligent to stay hidden from us for this long, and our government is telling us not to go there, it's that our government knows exactly what's there, and right. they're not going to tell us, because either it would cause panic, or we would be wondering why we can't go there.
Storming Area 51 would be for reals.
Oh my.
This time around.
Oh, that was probably one of the funniest things I've seen, is the storming of it. And it's more funny that everybody just wanted to make pariah and laugh about it, you know? It wasn't really serious. And
did people actually show up to that?
Oh, plenty of people.
Did they attempt to actually...
They ran at the gate and stuff, but I don't think they could really get past that. It's like, yeah. Oh, fence, we're going to stop. Now... What really cracked me up about that one is that everybody wanted to storm Area 51, but if you follow any conspiracy theory, everything that may or may not have been at Area 51 was all moved, and may or may not have been moved to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, right. where they headed up Project Blue Book. And that started during World War II with the Foo Fighters. I know, mm-hmm. rock band, but... That's what they were calling these crafts that the German Air Force, the Nazi Air Force, the Chinese people, the Russians, and the Americans were all encountering these things. And they pretty much kept it under wraps. And now there's even stories about our military overseas now shooting these things out of the air.
Yeah, all the pilots coming out and...
Yeah,
actually having their official stories.
Well, it's not just the pilots. It's ground to pound air from ground air assault. Like,
oh really?
These crafts are being shot down by these anti-tank guns and stuff like that. Are being shot at by these anti-tank guns by people on the ground, and it's happening everywhere. That all militaries are encountering it.
Huh.
So you wonder the people that are beyond the ice wall are just kind of watching us laughing their ass off like we're reality TV to them.
Right.
And these drones that we see, we're like, oh, there's aliens in there. No. No, they're probably just legit drones. And they're just watching everything we do. They're not intervening. Unless it comes down to, you know, absolute nuclear war, I don't think they're going to step in and do anything.
Right, yeah.
So what's your second one, Chris?
So my second one, it's a rather broad spectrum, the Illuminati.
Yeah.
Just the Illuminati in general. I mean, it ties into 80,000 million different things.
It does.
But just, I like learning stuff, like learning about stuff I haven't heard of before, and then finding a way that it could possibly link to the Illuminati.
Yes.
Or just following the trail that's already been,
yeah,
that's already existed. Just, I just like that discovery. Just da-dun, the Illuminati.
Yeah. Well, you make these connections because I have a good theory on the Illuminati, is that they've been around in some way, shape, or form from day one.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe not day one, but they had a big hand in what went on.
Yeah.
And
yeah. I mean, they've never hid their existence.
Right. But now it's so big, and like you said, it ties to everything, and you mm-hmm. find different things that it ties to, because there's a lot of famous people and politicians and doctors and all kinds of people tied to the Illuminati. And that's why you can see it like the crackle effect, like it touches everywhere. Now, it's really not about hiding or, you know, kind of being clandestine at any point. It's more about, now that you know we're here, we already control you.
Right.
It's the government. It's our doctors. It's all of our politicians. It's famous people, the people that influence us every day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They already control us.
Yeah. The big one I like is, instead of it being like a specific like group of individuals, that the Illuminati is essentially just, how do I word this? People that have figured out certain secrets.
Yeah.
And once they figure them out, they were hit with either you die or
you keep the secrets.
Or you keep the shit with us until you die.
And they make
deals.
The
people that choose to live are, you know, who you see now.
Well, you, in a situation like that, a lot of these people trying to be whistleblowers on the Illuminati, Aaron Carter being one of them,
mm-hmm.
you know, he supposedly died of a drug overdose. You know, I could see it with him, and I think a lot of people could be convinced of it, that it was just the ramblings of somebody that was chemically addicted.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, the things that he was saying and the things he was doing and the events that were happening, he said he was being followed. Yeah, sure. Somebody chemically addicted could be experiencing paranoia. I can see it. I can see both sides of it. That if he was being 100% truthful, is that at one point in time, he did something to earn their approval.
Right.
Whether it be kill somebody, you know, do something horrible with a child. All these people in Illuminati, the only reason why it's so tight and they control everything is because they've operated on the principle.
They have that one thing that,
you're going to do something to earn our approval, gang initiation. You're going to do something to earn our approval, and we're going to keep it secret until you try to fuck with us.
Yeah. Non-self-harming.
Yeah.
Gang initiation.
Yeah, well, I mean,
like what? Like without the jump in?
There is supposedly a jump in at a certain point.
Oh,
like where
nice.
Where I guess a group of them, like, they're supposedly like they break one of your legs, your lower, like your calf,
huh.
Because you see a lot of people that supposedly are members of the Illuminati. They've had a leg broken at one point in time, and they all wear a boot. Now I'm not sure of the significance of what side the leg is. but that's supposedly some sort of initiation.
Yeah, I mean, it all starts with just, I mean, it's simple as joining the Freemasons. And it's just a matter of how dedicated you want to be to figuring out what whatever certain secret you're going after is, or whether you wholeheartedly believe in whatever it is you know you're a part of. I mean, it's, I honestly, I feel like if you're determined enough, if you have enough determination, or you wholeheartedly believe in what it's about, if you, I wholeheartedly believe you can actually, any old person can go in, through the ranks to the Illuminati.
And manifest things for themselves. Yeah. It's manifestation.
Yeah, because, I mean, how many people do we know that have been or are Freemasons?
Right.
And how many different rites and sects are in Freemasonry alone?
Right.
That all lead up to the bigger picture.
Exactly. When it comes to the Illuminati, the different levels you get to gives you different clearances. There are some people that theorize that it's some kind of a magic, you know, and I guess it is at one aspect I could see it as being some kind of a magic. But what I think personally is that if I were to tell you and get you to believe a belief system, right? Say any religion or any just spiritual belief system where you do these things, right? Mm-hmm. And I get inside your head and I manipulate you with dark psychology and convince you that this whole group of people have all done this horrible thing and we are all gods amongst men. We make millions of dollars. If I were to tell you long enough that killing someone, sacrificing someone would benefit you and you would get away with it and you would be prosperous because you did, would you not be manipulated to believe that you're going to get better and have better things, more money, more possessions because you've taken a life?
Oh yeah, definitely with that continuous, you know,
that continuous cycle. Yeah.
Cycle, that encouragement. Yeah. Yes. Definitely.
See, that's my theory on it, is that they're just they're not doing these rituals and there's not magical shit happening. It's more real than that. And that's what makes it scarier. Is right. That you kind of go to magic because we've been shown to think that magic is real with cartoons and movies and shit like that.
Right.
And I guess part of me hopes that it is, because we're going to need some kind of a fucking miracle to get ourselves out of all the crazy shit that's already going on.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think that more than anything, they're manipulating their minds. And then, in turn, they control us. They manipulate our minds.
I feel like it's levels, different mastery levels of manipulation.
Yes.
Like dark manipulation, like what you were talking about.
Exactly. It's different levels of thought process.
Yeah, like once you've achieved this level, then that's where you know, rank up into another sect.
And there could be some kind of a chemical involved. You know, they don't go too in the detail of anything that I found of like something that is commonly shared amongst them people, some kind of a drink. Like ayahuasca, you know, or you know, maybe mushroom tea or something like that, yeah, or some other kind of chemical. But I think something that they all have in common is the adrenochrome. And that's supposedly harvested from a human person, usually a child.
Right.
And it's produced in times that they are scared. And you can get online. This is not an FDA-regulated drug. You can get online, and you can just be a regular person and order these pills offline. Along with synthetic blotter paper acid, you can just get all this. But if you are caught with it, taking it, and it's not FDA-regulated, and you don't have a prescription for it, mm-hmm. you're going to receive the maximum punishment. But when you're part of a sect like that of government officials and movie stars and famous doctors, you can afford $375 a pill, and that cost might have gone up. The last time I checked adrenochrome, it was $375 a pill.
Shit.
So all these people are partaking in like adrenal gland fluid or what have you, matter right. from a child, and it's produced when they're scared. So what are these people like hooking these kids up to machines and scaring them half to death to get this stuff? And then what do they do after they scare them half to death or scare them to death? You know?
I feel like it's a matter of scare them to death.
Literally. Exactly. You would receive maximum harvest if you, you know, had longevity to the horror that you were putting a child to.
Right.
I know this is kind of dark, but when reality is pointing you towards this, don't be one of them people that look away. You know? I don't want to think about it. Because that's just neutrality. That just means you're saying it's okay that the people that are influencing us every day that are making the most money in this country and are basically keeping us down to a point of just being slaves to them.
Yeah. Turning a blind eye it is indeed a hurtful way to go.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing I can do as just me to stop the things that happens. The only thing I can do is put a perspective on it that people understand that if it came down to it, it might be one of your people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
and I'm just going to put it out there. We're just two stone dudes talking about this. So,
If something happens to one of us,
we go missing, and if any one of our people says, "Yeah, that's weird," it's conspiracy time on our asses.
Yeah,
literally.
But the Illuminati really—that's probably one of the biggest conspiracy theories that I can think of, because, like you said, it touches everywhere.
Yeah,
it
definitely.
It might just not be exclusive to our country either. It could be everywhere. It could be all over our plane of existence that we call Earth.
I definitely feel it's a worldwide.
Agreed.
It's a worldwide organization.
Completely agreed. You know, you go back to, Crowley.
Yeah, Aleister Crowley. Mm-hmm.
And his impact on music, you know, most albums were, you know, it had
very, very symbolic.
Well, it's Do As Thou Wilt, and that's what was on most records, like almost every Led Zeppelin record.
Uh-huh.
And I think Aleister Crowley found a way to weaponize the music system and got artists and all kinds of people together and influenced our government. And that's why we got a lot of government officials.
He turned the Illuminati into the direction that it is going in today.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because he found out, like, just like you said, he found out how... Pretty much found out the best system to manipulate people and use that system.
And at the time, you know, I can't remember the author of the book, but it was about religion. And half the book was about what if it gave you the facts as far as the Bible went.
Mm-hmm.
What would be real if the Bible was telling the truth, right? But then it gives the other side.
Right.
What if it's just a group like the Illuminati that have this book that's been manipulated numerous times, and they are manipulating everything to make it seem like stories in that book are coming true?
Right. Or they have the original copies.
Yes.
Like somewhere hidden, they have access to the original copies. And from the original copies, they look at what's going on, like throughout history, they find patterns, look at what's going on today.
Yes.
And then from there, that's where they hit.
Yes.
And that's where they hit and slam. And I mean, coming out with all these different interpretations of the Bible and all these different versions and shit.
Yeah. That's, you know, I like that because it really goes with how I feel on the take of religion, is that it's more of a control thing.
Illuminati.
Well, that yeah, that's how I feel. It's like the Illuminati controls everything, so they control religion and how you live and how you operate. That's why I can't buy into any organized religion, because I feel like it's all just one big game of control. You have to act a certain way, you have to be a certain way, you have to do certain things.
Right.
And it's like, I don't think that my soul was meant to follow your direction of spiritualism. Of any, I have to have control of my own spirit. I have to be in control.
Right. And one of the main rules you must follow, especially when like getting into Freemasonry, is you must believe in a higher power. It doesn't say it has to be this higher power, but you have to believe in a higher power.
So a higher power would be a humanoid, higher evolved being then.
Yeah, like you can be Muslim, like Muslim and be a Freemason. You can be whatever religion that
right.
has, you know, a higher authority figure.
Right.
Like a higher life authority figure.
Yes, I understand that.
But yeah, definitely, it all goes to the Illuminati religion.
I think that is where a lot of our cover-ups are coming from. I mean, maybe it's not as much as like trying to keep the existence hidden, but more of the things that they do. You know, things that if you and me did, we would be put in prison for.
Right.
But things that they do is covered up because their place in society and their place in the class system and how they influence us and how much they produce towards their higher authority.
Right. I mean, the Kardashians.
Yeah.
They're a perfect example of that.
A bunch of people famous for just nothing. But
yeah.
Everybody loves them, and that's exactly why they get jocked on so hard by Hollywood and shit like that. It's mm-hmm. because they got a reaction out of people.
They got a reaction that the Illuminati liked, and they're just like, hey, we got you doing this. What's up?
You take a lot of people outside their comfort zone of what they live like, and you give them an opportunity to be a billionaire, or millionaire, as long as you follow
their
rules.
That's how I feel the whole thing with the Kim and Ray J video. That's how I feel about that. They sent Ray J out to get that on her, so that way, once it happened, they're just like, all right, now we got your whole entire family.
Yeah.
Now, let's go.
A lot of celebrity deaths, man. You know, you'll probably never find out the truth, but a lot of celebrity deaths probably can lead back to the Illuminati. And
Twitch, the most recent.
DJ Twitch.
Yeah.
Well, it's starting to come out now, you know, what a horrible person Ellen DeGeneres is.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's slowly been leaking now how bad of a person she actually is. But it's all now starting to come to a head before it finally explodes. And I definitely feel like Twitch was going to reveal some info that was going to make that final spark for the explosion. And, you know, obviously they silenced him before he was able to.
Yes. I don't want to say names of the celebrities I think were killed by him. I mean, I think everybody knows what the situations, you know. Maybe the Illuminati, when they try to induct somebody and get them in there, maybe doesn't seem so bad at first. And it's like they slowly introduce you to all the horrors that they hold as you get more trustworthy and move higher up in rank.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess maybe when it got to the point where they were ready to move up in rank, it scared some of these people so bad that they decided to pull back. And then that's supposedly what the whistleblowers, the people that get on there and expose them, that's what they're doing. And then they go missing or, you know, they go missing then come back. Kind of like, you know, Kanye did, but...
Yeah.
It's hard for me to really know what's going on with him because there's been nothing but, like, crazy-ass conspiracy and controversy surrounding him for years.
There's always been some type of conspiracy going on with Kanye.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I don't know. I think around the time Graduation came out, I don't think there was anything really conspiracy-wise going on with him. Other than the fact that he was hanging out with Jay-Z a lot.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, and then, I mean...
Jay-Z and Beyonce are two of the most prominent members that everybody theorizes about the Illuminati.
Yeah, because anything after Graduation, to my knowledge, there's always been some type of conspiracy about him.
Yeah. It's almost like... Like, you're going to do these fucked up things. You're going to do all the things we say. We're going to make you famous, more famous. We're going to make you richer. Yeah. And then we're going to dangle these things that you say and that you said and did right over your listeners, your fans' face, and allow them to pass the judgment of you, whether they believe it or not, whether they're more hypnotized by the things you say in music or that's what you produce.
That's why image is so important.
Exactly.
Hollywood, yeah.
Exactly. You have to be appealing to people to get them to believe your bullshit. Mm-hmm. And if you're not appealing to people, you can't manipulate nobody of anything. That's just my opinion on it.
Right, yeah. But yeah, man, definitely. There's...
So we said we're going to the top two, and we kind of get off on branching out to every fucking thing because you drop the Illuminati bomb, and it's just like, well, fuck, dude, it ties to every fuck all the government secrets. It ties to fucking everything.
Oh fuck yeah!
So
you had mentioned the ice walls,
yeah,
in the Arctic.
Yeah.
So what would be your second one?
You know, it's really hard to say.
Or just one you've been like leaning more towards or just looking more into.
Well, the bell, the Nazi bell that disappeared after the war and after the camps and the labs and everything was taken over by Russian and American troops.
Uh-huh.
That was the one thing that like disappeared. And I would like to know what it was. And the theories about it is that it was either a time machine and or it was a interstellar like transporter. In essence, though, if you look at time and relativity and stuff like that,
a time machine
would be an interstellar transport device. And then it fucking disappears. And then we start seeing photos of...
people who should not be in the photos.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The guy with the cell phone at the Mike Tyson fight.
Tyson fight. Who was it that we were just talking about earlier at the JFK assassination?
The babushka lady.
Babushka lady, yeah.
The fact that they could not find her after to interview her.
Yeah,
and that
she's widely to believe to...
Yeah.
Time traveler.
Mm. Yeah. That's one theory about her. Yeah, that she was a being that was able to be somewhere and be gone at the next moment. A time traveler. When you say interdimensional, you might as well say time travel.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's all...
You can't travel through time without going through space, in my opinion.
That makes a lot of sense.
Because some type of wormhole, some type of black hole has to be opened up in order to travel in any direction in time.
Yes.
Therefore, you have to travel through some type of dimensional space to, in order to go through time.
Well, they've sent drones into the wormholes that are visible to us through our telescopes.
Oh, yeah.
And they have communication all the way up until they get near the black hole, the wormhole, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And they lose all contact once it goes through. Well, if Guardians of the Galaxy, you ever seen how they do jumps?
Uh-huh.
It's like, what if it is finding like a black hole and it's been mapped out?
Right.
You know, what if there are the beings from over the ice wall and the beings of inner Earth have mastered interstellar travel using drones, and they've mastered taking those drones through, and they've mapped things out.
Yeah. I mean, when did they discover those black holes?
I don't remember. I really don't remember. But, I mean, when they discovered, and the fact that they may have been there already...
Yeah,
is irrelevant.
And with the advancement of technology and science,
yes,
that we have, I mean, they had to have found somewhere where something that black hole leads to.
Yeah, and if they haven't, if they have, I don't think it would be nice to think it would be different points in time. Mm-hmm. But more of different dimensions of everything that's going on right now. Because I should have read more about it because I didn't think I'd be talking about it tonight. But since this is our pilot, we're going to touch on a lot of things. And then we can go later into it and, delve deeper into the theories. But...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're definitely going to have more episodes that are dedicated to one or two specific.
Yes, but I don't know who possesses it, but a particle collider, and supposedly the world ended as we know it, that we thought ended in 2012. And they turned on that particle collider to avoid it. So, which in turn took all of our consciousness and put us into another dimension where we're all the same people, but we're living slightly different lives. And we don't remember any of that because we died. And when you die, you go to the light and... You die, you go to the light, and you lose all memory of who you were, and then nothing. That's what people's theory is. Right. So what if I were to die right now, right? If I were to die right this second, and I went through that little wormhole that I see, and it just brought me right to... this point right here. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're doing the same shit, but in the next reality, I might be wearing your clothes.
Slightly alternate realities.
Slightly alternate. Maybe not big differences, but you gotta wonder.
Even if like inverted colors on t-shirt instead of like green on black is black on green.
Maybe some of those movies on the poster behind you wouldn't be called the same movie. Maybe it would have different actors, actresses in them.
And you instead of Evil Dead, it would be Spooky Die.
Spooky Die. Spooky Die.
Spooky Die.
But I like that. There's a lot of... theories surrounding that too, that when they turned that on, they basically saved us. But they didn't save us. It's like one plane of existence died, but we don't know that happened.
Right.
It just passed on to the next plane of existence where things were just a little bit different. It's
mm-hmm.
I guess if you read, again, I've not fully read it. I've just read Cliff Notes, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, Einstein's theory of relativity. How he puts that stuff together makes a little bit of sense. But I don't remember if he says time is relevant. So even if there were multiple dimensions, it would just be slight differences in the two.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can't remember if that's what his theory suggested. And who's to say it's real? You know, we even talked about this beforehand that, you know, we're sitting here theorizing and thinking about conspiracies and things that happen. What if we're looking too far into it and it just is as clean cut as they say?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we've got ourselves programmed to be occupied by thoughts like that. So they can find some way to manipulate us. Since we don't stick to the norm and we think of these things, they have to find some way to manipulate us. So what if this is all just a big joke? Everything they're saying is they're just making it more clear that we might be crazy. Or at least their version of crazy.
Yeah, that... Yeah. It could all just be everything that they said is true may actually be true. Who knows?
You say that with a smile because we know that's bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, theory has to go out there. So.
Oh, yeah. And
it's there. We've said it. I don't think we're going to say it again.
I might say it again. I don't know.
Maybe. It's a simulation.
It is a simulation. That's what I really think it is. I don't think that the mass of bones and skin and organs that we're made of is moved anywhere after the lights go out. Honestly, I just hope it's black and I don't think of anything so I can sleep forever. Yeah. Like, that sounds fucking amazing some days, but the spirituality of it is that we pass into a different plane of existence, whether that's like being reborn or whether just like waking up from
a
dream that we thought was real. And then
I had one of those fucking dreams the other night, man. Oh my God.
Yeah.
A dream within a fucking dream. It scared the shit out of me.
It doesn't, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, like you could,
like it was, I remember it was cold as shit in my bedroom, like cold as shit. And I woke up and like, there was like pooled sweat on my pillow. I was like, oh damn. And then I remember waking up like that, and then just out of nowhere, I was like, wait, my son is missing. I started freaking out, and then there was this weird, like, old lady that was, like, from... Have you ever seen Legion?
Yes.
The fuck?
Yeah.
It was, like, the old lady from Legion, but she was all, like, real pale and, like, sickly looking. And
fucking baby teeth,
and I was just like, who the fuck are you? And I just remember her going, she's like, I'm a handful. And then... And then I woke up again.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, oh my God. What the fuck?
You know, dude, like,
like, that has tripped me out ever since.
Yeah. You know, you always got to wonder.
And the dream within the dream was of that exact same lady.
Yeah.
And the exact same shit at that exact same moment.
Yeah. Maybe slight differences you didn't notice because you was kind of...
Yeah, I was wigging out.
yeah, no, for real. You know, like, when I had that motorcycle accident, and, like, I went out for that 10 seconds,
right?
After my face hit that car. I was out for, like, 10 seconds till I hit the ground and realized what was up. And, you know, this could be an alternate reality for me. I could have died. There could be a version of us where... all my friends knew were mourning because I died.
Right.
I could be in that alternate reality now where I survived the accident because I was able to. You guys wouldn't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. I would have just woken up, you know?
And
that 10 seconds I was out
is what it took to go to the... Yeah. That different alternate reality, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, how am I ever to know? Right. I mean, that would really be badass, but, you know, yeah. What happens when you start getting, like, really old, you know? Do you recycle or retire? Or
see, I think about that a lot, too.
Does your lifespan start over again from a child?
What the fuck happens? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's everybody's biggest question, man, is what the fuck happens after death. And it's one of them things that they've controlled people for years with, and part of me feels like somewhere somebody actually knows.
Yeah. Like, I've died twice, and the first time I was asleep, so I know nothing about it.
Right.
Unfortunately. But I remember the second time, it was just a couple nights later, and I was like, oh, I don't think that light's supposed to be there. I remember thinking that, and I was like, I wonder.
Yeah.
And then I remember, like, the light just, like, slowly growing closer and closer and closer, and then coming back to, and then I remember thinking to myself before I could speak, I was like, ah, fuck, I want to see what happened.
I've went back to sleep some days like, come on, let's dream about the same shit. Yeah. And it doesn't fucking happen. You know? And that's weird because
I've had a lot of dreams, like sexy dreams like that.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah. Same here. Like, I want to go back to bed. I want to go back to bed.
Let me sleep.
But, what about the ones that you supposedly dream every night? It's just you don't remember all of them. So.
Oh, yeah, the ones that, like. You remember them for. I have this weird thing where, like, certain dreams in my mind, I was like, hey, I'm going to remember this when I wake up.
Yeah.
But when I wake up, I'm just like, what?
Or, like, feelings of deja vu. Like, you can't explain, but you've had this exact same conversation with somebody.
The exact same
climate of that, like.
Exact same clothes, exact same.
Everything. But you can't explain how you know that, and it's because at one point in time, either your mind has created a scenario in your head while you're asleep and you don't remember. You know, it has happened in some plane of existence, whether it be in your dream or not, and you're just refreshing it, and it's kind of like you know how to respond. Sometimes you know how to respond to it.
Right.
And then sometimes it goes the other way.
Yeah.
And it's bad.
I've noticed with deja vu, I just kind of sit there and I become useless to anything and anybody around me.
Well, you talk
because once I because once I start to experience it, I just kind of sit back and I'm just like,
okay,
wait a minute. I have a miniature freak out.
No, that's totally understandable. It's like, how do I know what's happening right now?
Yeah,
you know.
Like, I try to fit the puzzle pieces where I know why I've been in that exact same situation, but I only get so far, and then, I don't know, it just gets bad for me.
Right. Lucid dreaming, that's something, there's supposedly some kind of a headset that you can wear to sleep that,
oh, yeah.
That makes you lucid dream.
I read about that.
And, I guess that'd be nice, especially if I could remember everything.
Yeah. If I could remember all my dreams and, like, all the details within them all the time, I might try to invest in one.
Yeah.
If I ever had the money. But
I like the theory that, you know.
Insurance.
I like the theory that maybe, you know, everything's going on in multiple different realities all around us. And it's everything the same, but there's always different outcomes. And even, you know, if we were to shift into one and we became one with that person.
Right.
You know, would we even know it? Or would our intelligence grow greater? Our intuition, would it grow greater? You know, what benefits would come and what benefits and what negatives would come of meshing two to three different dimensions of the same person together?
I feel like there would be more negatives.
I agree.
Than there would positives. Like, in my opinion, it's a greater risk to reward, in my opinion.
Yeah.
For merging something
yes.
like that.
I
watched Doctor Who. I'm well educated in what would happen. Come at me.
never seen Doctor Who. Sometimes we're talking about the Illuminati. We're just going to keep touching on this shit because it goes back
to the Illuminati.
It does. It's all out there because you watch some of these Hollywood movies, and they've got you looking at certain points and times in our history differently.
Yeah.
And it's when
they try to run it through like the different perspectives of different people that were there.
Yeah, so they want to say it's fictional, but it's like, well, what if it's not fictional? What if they're telling us the real story in Hollywood movies and we just think it's entertainment? What if they're like dangling it right in front of us, like saying, this is what really happened. This is what really happened. But we're going to dramatize it. Yeah, I mean,
motherfucking Avatar is real.
That wouldn't be too odd.
You know what? That's why it took them so damn long to make the movies.
Possibly.
They've always just said it's because they didn't have the technology.
Yeah.
Like, the technology wasn't advanced enough to do what they wanted to do. But, I mean, what if that's actually what they did and you're just seeing, like, some found footage shit?
I guess
like
to,
what you're seeing is
I guess
just,
to a
what
point,
you're seeing
yeah.
is just a fucking is just what somebody recorded on their fucking phone.
Not to a point, yeah. I can see it.
And then James Cameron is sitting back in his mansion counting all of his money. He's just like, huh, dumbasses.
Pretty much. I mean, what if James Cameron's part of the Illuminati? You know,
maybe he actually was able to go further down in the Mariana Trench and what he says.
Yeah.
Maybe James Cameron is, in fact, an alien.
Possibly. But I don't know.
Maybe we might fucking die tonight.
Maybe. I don't know. I guess we're going to have to see.
Watch, we step out. As soon as we step out the front door, you just hear...
Yeah. That, or a satellite just crashes in here. One of the two.
Oh, that would be some shit. Just a giant flaming satellite.
We're not live right now. We're going to post this, so we've got about a 10-minute head start.
I can get home in 10 minutes, but my name's connected to that address.
Exactly.
I got an address. I got an address.
So
I got a guy. We already have a plan.
So... Since everything pretty much branches off the Illuminati, they're behind everything. We're gonna have to be strict, and we'll have to read more into the conspiracy, and then at the end of it, we'll tell you how it ties to the Illuminati, which is pretty much common sense. As famous person or politician was in control of the situation, and the Illuminati covered it up.
Yeah. So definitely be looking for like multi-series, multi-episode Illuminati series things woven in and out.
Oh yes.
So I think we're going to sign off now, and
we've covered enough to entice you. If you want to listen to us, you want to listen to us. We'll bring you another show here in a few weeks.
Yeah, definitely. Just give us some time to cook up some more convoluted whack-potted theories.
I like that. That works.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody. If you did listen, have a good night.
Deuces.